Chapter 8. In the Garden. The days passed, and then I had another frightening experience. I heard a noise, and I woke up in the middle of the night and saw that Flora was not in her bed. She was standing behind the curtain again, looking out of the window. I lit a candle, got out of bed, and put something warm over my shoulders, but she didn't move. She was completely absorbed in something. I went to the other window and opened the curtain. I saw a woman standing in the garden. She and little Flora were staring at each other silently. Was it Miss Jessel? I couldn't see clearly from the window. I turned and left the room very quietly. I wanted to find another window to see more clearly. I walked along the corridor and opened the door to Miles's bedroom. I don't know why I did that. There was no sound from inside the room. Is he asleep? I thought. Or is he also watching the woman in the garden? I stood there for a minute, but there wasn't a sound. If Miles was asleep, this wasn't the time to wake him. There were plenty of other rooms at Bly, and I found a big, empty bedroom directly under the tower. The curtains were open and I looked out of the window. From where I was standing, I could see somebody on the grass. The figure stood there without moving, staring up in fascination. For a moment, I thought it was staring at me, but it wasn't. It was staring at something or somebody above me. Who was it? Who was standing in the tower? The moon moved from behind a cloud, and then I could see more clearly. It wasn't the woman from the lake. It was Miles. I ran downstairs and out into the garden as fast as I could. When Miles saw me appear in the moonlight, he came to me and took my hand. Together, we walked to his bedroom without a word. How will he explain this to me? I thought. Is he going to invent an excuse? Can he still pretend not to know anything? I didn't know what to do. Should I question him or stay silent? I was afraid of what he would tell me, but I had to know. When we reached the door to Miles's room, I turned to him and looked into his eyes. Miles, you must tell me the truth now, and all the truth, I said. Why did you go out into the garden? What were you doing there? I can still see his smile and the colour of his beautiful blue eyes when he looked up at me. If I tell you, Catherine, will you understand? He asked quietly. I nodded. Well, he said at last, I did it because I don't want you to think that I'm always good. I finally wanted you to understand that I can be bad too. He said it so happily and with such a laugh that I was confused. Then he kissed my cheek. Oh yes, I can be bad, he said. And this was only a little trick. Just think what I could do if I wanted to be really bad. Why did Miles want me to think he could be bad? I asked myself. Was this Quint's influence? Was it a warning? When did you go down to the garden? I asked. At midnight, he replied. You see, when I'm bad, I'm bad. He laughed. What if I hadn't woken up and seen you? I said. Oh, I arranged it with Flora, he explained happily. The plan was for her to get up and look out of the window and to make a noise so that you would wake up too. Then you would go to the window and see me outside in the middle of the night. Miles was happy because he had played a trick on me and it had worked. But I couldn't accept his explanation. There was something artificial in it. I was still sure that I had seen Miss Jessel in the garden. I went to bed after that, but it was a long time before I fell asleep.